GA family, thanks for tuning in again for our second episode of Chat GA, GA's very own podcast. My name is Imogen.
And my name's Melissa. Imogen and I are in Sixth Maroon and we'll be your hosts for today. With only one more week of school left, things are getting really busy around GA.
On today's podcast, we'll be hearing from our teachers and students as well as some special guests who have been visiting GA this week. Let's go now to our classmate Antonia, who is with our first special guest.
Hi, my name is Antonia and this morning we have a special guest joining us in the Chat GA podcast booth, Dr. Sally Towns, the Executive Director of the Whole of Brisbane Catholic Education. Good morning, Dr. Towns, and thanks for joining us at Chat GA.
Thanks, Antonia. I'm delighted to be here and to have this opportunity to appear on your podcast.
My first question for you is about Brisbane Catholic Education. How far does the region extend?
So, do you know where Childers is?
No.
Okay, so Childers is a little bit north of Hervey Bay, south of Bundaberg. So the Archdiocese, that's its northernmost point, and it goes all the way down to the border, so to the New South Wales border, and out towards the Toowoomba Range, so Gatton, out to the west. So within that, there's 146 schools, and in those 146 schools, there's about 78,000 students. So a lot of students, a lot of schools, and a lot of staff within that, so about 13,000 staff.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
As executive director of such a large organisation, what is your favourite part of the job?
The favourite part of the job is what I'm doing today, so visiting schools. I have to attend a lot of meetings. We have to talk about strategy. We talk about policies and procedures. But if you don't see how it's working in schools and seeing the impact that your decisions are having for students and for staff in schools, you just can't sit in your office and make all of that. So it's good to see how schools operate, the wonderful learning and teaching that's happening in schools. And I know we're going to come to a question about joy, but how students are learning with joy.
Our theme at Guardian Angels this year is GA Powered by Joy. We believe that learning is best achieved when done with joy. Can you tell us about something in your life that brings you joy?
There are probably two things. So one I want to talk about from a professional experience. So when somebody comes to you and they're very excited about the work they're doing because they can see impact or the impact that's having on other people, for good, of course, that brings me a lot of joy because of all the work that you do, you think, okay, you can see how it's playing out. So that makes the things that I do all the worthwhile. But from a personal experience, I like to run. And so, but I actually just enjoy running.
That's very nice. You've had a chance to look around Guardian Angels today. Do you have any special messages for the students and parents of our community?
So some of the things I've observed, besides the wonderful learning classroom, the classrooms and the learning spaces, which are always wonderful to see, all the students are focused on their learning. The teachers are very clear, and the way that they speak is both joyful and respectful. And the students reflect that back to the staff. And I think it needs to be said about the environment in which this school is located. From the road at the front, it just looks like a normal school, but it's pretty impressive the spaces that you have, how you're surrounded by all the nature. Not all schools have that, and I think it's something that you can take for granted. And I go to a lot of schools, visit 146 schools, and this is pretty special.
Thanks again for visiting us today, Dr. Towns. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Antonia. I've absolutely enjoyed the experience this morning.
And now let's go to Boston and Jack to find out all about what happened on Wednesday night at the State of Origin.
Hello and welcome to Chat GA. My name is Boston.
And my name is Jack. And we'll be talking about the Game 2 of the State of Origin 2025, played at Optus Stadium, Perth, Western Australia, on Wednesday the 18th of June 2025.
It was a very slippery game made...
Very slippery!
...made with lots of errors from the Blues and the Maroons. So let's talk about the first half.
The Hammer.
The, the tries were 4-1 with the Hamasa Tabuai-Fido scoring.
Also known as the Hammer scoring two tries. Cameron Munster straight through that hole, scores, and then Kurt Capel bumps him off like.
So let's talk about the second half. The Blues kept the Maroons at bay for the whole second half, which Maroons stayed at 26. So Brian To'o scored a hat trick with one try in the first half and two tries in the second half.
Billy Slater, congratulations to him. He took a risk and it was successful.
And Lindsay Collins off the kickoff, that was a good run. He bumped off Spencer Lane.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, what I meant was that Billy Slater took Thomas Dearden, who plays 5'8 usually, and put him in halfback over Daly Cherry Evans, the one and only DCE.
Evans hasn't been performing well.
Yeah, I know.
So that. I don't know if he's going to retire from Origin duties yet.
Yeah.
Or is he going to keep going?
And Brian Toto, they just kept bang, 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 bang down that left side and they scored.
Yeah.
Nearly every single time.
Yeah.
And we will be looking forward to game three.
Yeah.
And my prediction is that Maroons win 28-22.
My predictions are going to be 12-10. Go Maroons.
Let's hear now from our regular Jack W for
Jack's Facts.
Did you know the existence of a T-Rex was closer to the age of an iPad than it is to the age of the Stegosaurus?
Are you into robotics, Melissa?
It's not really my thing, to be honest.
That's okay, but some of our GA students are. And Lucas caught up with Mrs. Beebe recently to find out what's been happening in Robotics Club.
Hi, my name is Lucas, and I'm part of the GA Robotics Club. And I'm here with Mrs. Beebe, who's a teacher of the Robotics Club. Mrs. Beebe, what are we doing in Robotics Club right now?
Thanks for asking, Lucas. Robotics Club is really interesting at the moment. We've got a lot going on. We've recently come out of a Robot Sumo competition, and the students are preparing themselves for the next one, which is the First Lego League City Shaper Rookie Competition, which we'll do in Term 3. They're also going to participate in a Benoa STEM Cup, which is a lot of STEM and engineering-related challenges before the end of this term.
If there are some younger children who want to go into the GA Robotics Club, what is the best advice to get in?
Well, definitely keep looking at robotics stuff online if you're interested in that and getting some ideas about coding. Or keep talking to me and let me know that you're interested. When you're in grade 5 and 6, you can join the club formally. But if I know you're interested through digital technologies, I'll make sure you get some experience with robotics before then.
Thanks, Mrs. Beebe.
Do you like playing online games, Melissa?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Well, that's lucky, because today we have Farid and Henry with us to review a game that they've been playing.
Hello, my name is Farid.
And I'm Henry. Today, we'll be doing a review of a Roblox game called Grow a Garden.
Grow a Garden is a farming simulation. The in-game currency is called shekels. You can use shekels to buy seeds from the seed shop. You can plant them and you can wait until they can grow.
When you plant them and they're done growing, you can either immediately pick them up or you can wait for certain events to happen to make them more valuable. When you get more shekels, you can buy more crops to plant and more space in your garden. The aim of the game is to get more shekels, and with those shekels, you can get more space in your garden and more seeds.
The better seeds are the most expensive ones. The most expensive seed is a moon mango, which is 1 billion. And the cheapest is a carrot seed, which is only 10 shekels. Grow a Garden is a game where you can play by yourself or you can play with other friends.
We recommend this game to all ages.
Now this next segment is what I've been waiting for, the quiz.
Yes, Nicholas and Dante have come up with some great questions. Let's see how many you can get right.
Hi, Welcome to the ChatGA quiz today. My name is Nicholas.
And my name is Dante, and we have some great questions for you today.
I'm going to be saying the first question. What's Spider-Man's real name? A. John Parker. B. Peter Parker. C. Bob Parker. The answer is B. Peter Parker.
What year did GA move from Southport to Ashmore? A. 1971. B. 1998. C. 1986. Now, if you said 1986, you're correct.
Which species of freshwater fish is not native to Australia? A. Murray cod. B. Rainbow trout. C. Barramundi. The answer was B. Rainbow trout. Dante, did you know the rainbow trout came from North America?
No, I didn't actually. The next question is, who was the Queensland captain in the second State of Origin game? A. Cameron Munster. B. Daly Cherry Evans. C. Kalyn Ponga. If you said A. Cameron Munster, you're correct, because Daly Cherry Evans got dropped in the first game.
Who was the principal of GA when the school moved to Ashmore? A. Mr. Gimple. B. Mr. Anderson. C. Mr. Maximus. The answer is C. Mr. Maximus.
How did you go? Did your parents beat you, or did you beat your parents? Thanks for joining us for the ChatGA quiz.
Well, that's all we have for today's episode. Before we go, we would like to send out a special congratulations to two of our teachers. Firstly, Mrs. Salvatore, who had a baby boy this term, and his name is Valentino. Hope it's going well, Miss Salvatore.
And also to Miss Westby, who got married last week and will be changing her name to Mrs. Fry. But she'll be answering to both names until we get used to it.
Thanks for listening and have a great holiday.
Bye!